Wow, I can't believe we're here. It's the final episode of Season 1, and like many finales, we have a special guest star to introduce it. Take it away!
Hello, this is Tyler Rolfe. Previously on the Legion of Renob.
Our dicks are gone!
No!
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
See, this island is owned by a powerful being of great magical might. I want you to kill a god.
El Reifert and I currently battle for control of this island.
Discover his true name.
Is it Trucebreaker?
It's not Trucebreaker.
That was an Aragorn.
Is it Aragorn?
This is Aragorn. No.
They never told us his true name.
Dragonface, stop breaking the fourth wall.
Is El Reifert's real name?
No.
Worth a shot.
It was a good time.
Is his name Tyler Rolfe?
Wait a second.
Alright, so the rumors go...
Oh, El Reifert! Is that Tyler Rolfe? Fuck!
So you
Wait, somebody needs some paper out.
So you scan the runes in front of you, and the letters sort of jumble.
We don't even have to do that, it's Tyler Rolfe!
Alright, so this dude does not know how to kill this dude.
It's fucking obvious, dude.
Fuck it.
Does the name Tyler Rolfe mean anything?
Like, instantly, as soon as you say it, a bolt of lightning strikes El Reifert, and he's like, how did you know that?
I guess it meant something to him.
El Reifert, like, the side of the castle explodes out, like, as he backs away in, like, a bolt of lightning and thunder. And outside, suddenly out of nowhere, a huge hurricane's brewing. Out from the center, the eye of the storm, in the center, not in the center of the ocean, but like a click. So you see this massive figure amassing in the center of the ocean as a giant whirlpool surrounds him. And he shouts, "This island was a waste anyway! It's going to the bottom of the ocean!"
Okay.
No. The Gungans, though.
Okay.
And what's that creature look like?
It's El Reifert. It's a massive version of him, though. And so you hear Truthbreaker's voice, he's like, "I have a thought on that!" And outside, there's like a huge cliff where the castle runs once. And outside, sitting in the ocean, you see the crusty seaman roll up.
Oh no!
And you see Leaf and Pickles and Steve and Bob, and Adjusta's there too. And he's like, "You want to kill a god?"
Oh no!
And now the finale of the Truthbreaker's Trust, Season 1, Episode 19. I hope you enjoy.
Welcome back, heroes!
Killed him.
He killed him?
Oh, wait, hold on. Real question. Question that me and Chris had.
Okay.
Was Bulk Hogan the leader of the Bat of Penalty?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So, we wiped him out.
Yeah.
That was established.
No, it was not.
I didn't know he was the lieutenant.
The question was. He was President Hulk Hogan. Is the evil penultimates like dead since we just killed their leader, or
they're
probably scattered?
Yeah, I just go with what Tony says. You can probably surmise that they're having problems because like half
or like guys, now the internal struggles are ripping.
I have
apart.
A plan.
Half of them are now stuck in feudal Japan.
Oh yeah,
that is an issue.
I mean, play Supreme Chances killing them.
We should recruit them to our team.
Obviously.
The racist against you and Winston.
Yes.
Yeah,
they'll be a good addition to the team.
Plot point.
I persuade them to not be racist. Done.
Okay, now we're going to get started. The adventuring party has caused basically every inhabitant of Autumn Castle to fall down a huge pit into nothingness.
As they should.
The poor innocent victims.
And, no one innocent.
They went to talk to El Reifert. They used his true name on him, which caused him to be mortal but pissed off. He turned giant, blew up half the castle, for which you're now standing over the coastline. And is now trying to sink No Holds Barred along with you.
I'm okay with them sinking No Holds Barred.
But you're gonna die.
What if I swim?
Yeah. I have a plot point that says I can swim.
Lemmy has forgotten how to swim, and it's dead.
Wait, I have a boat in my coat. Yes, where do I make this?
My coat boat.
It's a new children's show. Boat in a coat.
Okay. I rub the orb.
You don't need to.
Is it there?
Because Trucebreaker is on the crusty semen at the bottom of the cliff that you're hanging off of with your entire party, including the Leaf, Pickles, the Steven Bob, Justa is now there for some reason, and Zhao 2.
Hey, Trucebreaker, can you teleport us onto the boat?
Zhao came back?
No, Zhao 2.
It's the ninja.
Zhao number 2.
I see.
He was taken by Lenny's.
Zhao brought the Japanese army.
Well,
they didn't do that great in World War II. I can't imagine they better here.
We're not going to get into that debate. All right.
I asked you a great question.
Alright.
What? You have to yell it.
Teleport us under the boat!
Jump, you dipshit!
Okay, I jump.
Yeah, how far is this up? Is that
both? Yeah, I thought it was like super high.
just jump.
I jump.
They could probably feather our fall.
That's Trucebreaker, as you're falling amidst the hurricane like winds and lightning cracking in the sky, as a rifle's like conjuring some sort of big spirit bomb to blow up the island. He feather falls you onto the boat and is like, "Well, you guys weren't really effective killing him, but I think we can probably do this. I didn't know that he could turn giant, so
good.
What were those books even for in your like lair?
The comic books.
They're my
coloring books.
Are you a fan of Naruto?
Do you like Naruto?
Any rage books.
Breaker is disconnected. He's gone. Alright.
Cut all this.
So, no.
Just so you know, we play TF2 and piss people off by acting like scrubs and asking if they like Naruto. At which point they rage quit, even though we're better than them.
Okay. Maybe they just
got
excited to watch Naruto.
Oh my god, I have to watch it right now.
That's probably true.
You reminded me.
Alright.
Great. I vote you snap your fingers and kill him.
Second.
Yes, let's do that in terror reality.
Yeah,
I'll take a chance.
That's not happening, but thankfully this ship is equipped with conventional weaponry.
All these cannons. Those don't work out with water. He's like a... What is it? Is he like a hurricane at this point?
Do we ever... I think he's just big, like, but some surrounded weird... by a hurricane.
Yeah, he's surrounded by a huge whirlpool and a hurricane's above him.
But he's like a giant humanoid?
Yeah, he's like a giant humanoid.
Let's stab him in the stomach with our figurehead.
Is he super slow?
Yeah, he's super slow.
But like JoJo slow?
Yeah, he's Tyler Wolf. He's
he's huge.
Alright, I yell at my crew that... Man, let's fire those cannons at Tornado Pants.
Pickles is like, to the cannons! And, him, Leaf, Steve, and Bob, or Steve, go below deck. Bob's at the helm because none of you have any maritime experience.
I don't have.
Better make sure Bob doesn't die.
Where are my, my gnomies?
Your gnomies are on deck and they're like taking notes at this giant.
Oh, that's real fair.
Good
job. They're probably barking.
It looks like his weak point is nowhere. He's fucking huge.
Aim for the dick.
Tornado dick.
My balls was cast iron.
Okay, alright.
Well, I'm gonna launch a cannonball.
Alright. So
does anyone want to try and ride a cannonball there?
That'll work well.
Trucebreaker starts. Trucebreaker goes into a sort of Indian sit and he starts floating. And as he does that, a gale, like a huge gust of wind, gets behind the boat and it starts moving towards El Ryford until it gets into the whirlpool. In which case it starts circling around this massive.
So this is Pirates of Caribbean 3.
This is Pirates of Caribbean 3. Except,
against the tornado instead of
a boat.
Thank God. Except instead of fighting a person, we're fighting the tornado.
I'll punch the wind!
Okay, doesn't seem like it's gonna work out very well for us. If I've seen Twister, then I know the only way to do it is drop an explosive in the middle. Oh, wait, no, that's Sharknado.
We have that.
But it's Sharknado, and no, I don't think you guys have any explosives.
We have gunpowder.
We do have gunpowder.
Yeah, that's true.
We do have,
we want to Sharknado him.
Well, more Sharknados.
Nothing says we can't. We don't have
throw a bunch of gunpowder into the whirlwind and then set it on fire.
All right, let's just shoot him. Yeah, let's just shoot him.
All right, yeah, I was firing those cannons at
him. All right, yeah, flip down those cannons. Or, no, Lenny, since it's your boat, roll me a d20.
How is it Lenny's boat?
He's a captain. Who's wearing the hat here?
That's a little debatable.
18.
Oh, wow.
Do I get a plus anything? Pirate skill?
No.
Multiplier?
No. We're just going to
need a pirate
for that. Yeah. So, you launch your massive cannons, your big guns.
Oh, yeah.
At
his entire load.
At the Rifer. And it hits him, and he, like, his spirit bomb gets interrupted, and he's like, argh!
How many more of those do we have?
I only one.
No cannons. Cannonballs.
I'm pretty sure that the ship is pretty stocked.
With they're like equipped up.
Yeah.
And then start reloading those. It's all we got.
So as you do that, El Reifert like does some weird hand movements and points to the boat and strikes of lightning the front of the boat, and from the strikes of lightning, a group of beings that seem to be made of mist appear.
Oh, no. Oh, shoot, it's us.
Are they mystical?
No. They look to be just basically humanoid, like, cloud people.
Oh, so, okay. This is just a straight up, we gotta fight some dudes. Like, Kingdom Hearts 2 kind of boss battle. You gotta fight some random little dudes, and then we can fight the regular big guy.
Well, I'm pretty sure you can continue shooting at El Rifle.
Okay, I roll for the shoot! 8.
Dragon face is like, fire the cannons! No one listens to him.
They're like, we just did, we're not ready.
Big dumb idiot. Alright, guys, roll for initiative.
Get him! 13. Lucky 13.
3. I have rolled shit initiative through this entire campaign.
And you'll continue to do so.
You have to roll for the cats, too?
No, cats are below deck.
It's probably just us.
Alright, I got 16.
Four but you total. Do have Zhao 2, and Andrew roll for Justice.
Okay. Do you have her sheet?
I might have.
It's in there somewhere.
Okay.
So everybody's 13.
No, I got both. I have negative 1.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Did you add yours then?
Oh, wait, I'm 14 then.
Okay, so she got 15.
Yeah, that's nice.
Did you make one for Zhao, too?
No.
Can I use Zhao?
Just use Zhao. But instead of Katana, he's got throwing stars, which do a lot less damage.
Okay. Yeah, sure, whatever. Weaken Zhao, the best.
Yeah.
He's still crit.
He still has crits.
See, yeah. we should have knocked off. Knocked him out and dragged him to the portal.
Alright, so give me those initiatives again. Dragon Face?
14.
They're really shitty.
Yeah. 15. Okay. Mazzetto?
12.
4.
Super. That was a bitch.
That rolled so bad.
Lenny?
16, and Zhao got 15.
And Adjusta? 15. Okay, so the good characters rolled good. And Seaball.
He's more of a support character.
That, I guess, it just kind of. Well, no. If the illusion wizard got first, it'd probably be more useful than him getting last. Alright, here's the order. You guys ready?
Ready.
First, Lenny Swift Tats. Second, Zhao 2. Third, Adjusta. Fourth, Dragonface. Fifth, Air Elemental 1. Sixth, Air Elemental 4. Seventh, Mizzetto. 8, Air Elemental 2. 9, Air Elemental 1. 10, Truce Breaker.
Oh!
11, Sibo.
He hasn't been fighting.
And last but not least, literally, God.
He's been doing stuff with the ship.
El Rifle.
Okay, here
you go. El Rifle roll of the 2.
I was going to say, for a god, he's got some shit rolls.
He's a slow god of air.
I'm sorry, huh? Oh, I guess I'm back.
Yeah, air is slow. Earth is fast.
I bet the Earth God would be 20.
Nat 20 every time.
Yeah, that marker.
Alright, let's fight these guys.
Lenny's first. Boy, I'll put my emeralds.
You want to set up the layout so it's.
Is there another d20?
No, these things can't be reasoned with, and I don't want to run up and attack because I don't have my sneak attack.
You have your range weapons.
Yeah,
you have your crossbow and you have your Nobu chain.
Kunai chain! Alright, I'll just use my short bow.
Yeah, short bow.
Alright, roll three. So, never mind. End turn. He's out.
They're like made of air, too, so maybe.
Well, they're gonna be forced to die.
Zao and Blindy.
Zao and Blindy.
Are you kidding? Zao?
Zao 2.
I know.
He's the inferior Zao. He's like
barely. Inferior.
Someone's getting killed off.
Zao. Zao rushes in. Shut up! you guys seen Zao Shi? Oh, is this messing? That's it. Zao takes front!
Well, he's got throwing stars now, so maybe just start back and be like, soup, soup!
Okay, yeah, crossbow. Crossbow is a little bit better, so we'll use his crossbow. Seven. Oh, yeah, plus armor, that'd be 12.
Alright, so he rolled a 12.
Yeah.
It was not enough to get through. So Zao tries to shoot through the air on Mountains, but it just sort of like makes a hole around like it's the arrow as it passes through him.
Okay.
Now it is a Justa, so
15.
Alright, is that plus his
that's plus his thing, yeah.
Alright, it hits.
Woo!
15 is the armor class.
9. 7 plus 2 pierce.
Okay, so that's half the piercing damage. Yeah, so the arrow actually manages to stick in a cloud for some reason. it makes no indication that it's any sort of hurt, but it's sticking in the cloud, so...
Is this a guy in a cloud suit, guys?
Oh!
So it does.
It's a cloud mask.
He was this crooked real estate agent the whole time.
You shot me, you dick! I'm bleeding!
Why was it too? If it weren't for your meddling kids and your stupid dragon face.
Dragon face ado!
Dragon face snack! Alright.
He's a dwarf.
So they do seem resistant to that, right?
Yes.
Okay. So they kind of. They're made of air.
So, you guys, magic users want a magic while I cheer you on? Because I have swords.
My physical damage?
Wait. Well, at least all piercing damage.
Does resistant mean I can't hit them at all, or they're just strong against it?
They take half damage.
It's immune to one thing, and I don't think anything. I'm just going to say poison. So you can't use your poison gland on it, sorry.
Do you have one of those?
It
was my item that I got.
Fish?
Right.
I'm gonna throw the big trident at him.
Okay.
So that's
awesome tea. You should have put it in his food.
14 plus. What do I? Plus 4, right?
You're fine, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I got there.
Now attack!
Attack!
He hates things.
I roll 1 d6.
Which one are you throwing the trident
at? The far one.
Shot?
Sure, yeah, I'll do that one.
Okay, that would be number 4.
Okay, number 4 it is. And I need a, freaking...
You can go up there and blow your fire breath on him.
Well, no, I gotta roll for damage first. I need a d6.
Yeah, sorry,
D6.
I forgot to specify it.
It's okay.
Thank you. Alright, 5 plus, 8 piercing. So...
Okay. 12.
No, 14.
But then half piercing, 30 plus 4. Yeah. So 5 plus 4 is 9.
No, it'd just be...
It's the whole thing is half.
Yeah. 7.
Okay.
That sucks.
Okay, so...
That was your breath.
Well, I have a bonus action, which is my plan. Does the bonus action let me move again, too?
You can continue to move after you...
Oh, okay.
So you move there, take your action, and then continue your move.
Alright. Now I don't have my big trident right now.
Why would you throw it?!
Because he can't do multi, he can't double attack with the big trident, so...
What's the point? Okay. You still have 2 little tridents?
Yeah.
There.
Yep. Two Darth Maul tridents.
Yeah, I have 2 Darth Maul tridents. They're double-ended.
It's so useless, I love it.
No, they added like one hit or something.
Yeah, we basically made them plus one.
Though, yeah. Okay, where's Dragon Breath? A dex saving throw?
Okay.
18. That's probably not going to hit. 8 plus con, which is 0.
We got super high dex.
Yeah, it's 8.
Well, the Dragon Breath isn't going real well.
Right, so
well, the ship caught fire, so we
had that. How many? What's
the, it's a cone, so.
It to be 8.
8?
Okay, because.
Oh, God. Alright, well, he's at 1.
He's at 0. We're going to say it hit 5. Okay, does that now we have attacking air elemental 3. It's a 12. That's.
Nope. 16.
18.
Fuck you.
Okay. Oh, no.
Good.
So hand me 2d8s.
What?
Or 1d8.
Oh, Jesus. They're gonna pick on acid.
4. And that would be a 6. So that's 10.
Oh my god.
That's 13. 14 maximum damage.
It was 14 damage?
Yeah.
Half my life is gone, guys!
I have a bunch of health potions.
I got a cleric that's gonna, like, just shoot you with bolts of healing.
I have a
fighter's crossbow.
I have 5 yes. Lapples. If you remember
that's my wish.
I assume. What kind of stat uses do let Lapples give you?
Not starving.
Intelligence apples?
No.
Why apples. Lemon apples?
They're just fruit.
Yeah, one is food.
Ah, well.
So if you're starving, they'll prevent you from starving.
That, that was my initial plan. I got a plan for them.
They probably keep well. They're citrus. Mm-hmm. And good boat food.
That was my plan. I'm like,
no starving.
Well, I'm like,
well, yeah, well, instead of sucking oranges, we'll have a bunch of lapples.
Well, I'm like, grow them on the boat, then sell them on shore. Who the hell has heard of a lapple? This weird frog dude brought them from his homeland. I'm like, go for a bundle.
Yeah. There you go. We'll put the gnomies on it.
Yeah, I was going to ask who has the most agriculture experience.
No, no, botany, no. Oh, I almost forgot. Lenny, please roll initiative for the boat.
Hell yeah. 14. I don't know. It's
all right. So possibly. That is fine. Plus we're 14. Just gonna have it. Boat face.
Crusty seaman.
Yeah, is a generic
boat
one.
Make boat
that's
face.
Kind of like probably for the people below deck.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, the cannons.
So how fast they can load the cannons and shit.
Because I wanted to call it the Bodhi Swift Hand. What did I want to call it? SS
Swift
Hand?
No, the Swiftress.
Yeah, I like that. I stand by that being awesome.
Unless they're going to get so involved. I'm assuming that they're doing the engineering of finding the trajectory of cannonballs at the moment.
Okay, that's fine. Alright, it's elemental 4. Approach Dragon Face.
Come on!
You're right in front of him, okay? It makes the most sense.
You charge right at him.
Looks you have like to be you're better than us.
Slow jump. Oh, fuck. It's a 20.
It's a 20.
They crit.
We were having a really good campaign until this battle.
Until Dragonfish died and then was raised and then died again and then was
I'm
raised.
I'm gonna run once I get raised.
Even if you die, we can bring you to shore and have the penultimates probably, like, revivify you.
Still allow.
Going to Wander Agent. Alright, so, hand me a, where's that DA go?
Don't give it to him.
The only way to win is not to play.
7, 8, 2. Dragon Face is dead?
Yep.
Dragon
no!
Face!
He's not dead.
Dragon
he's
Face
bleeding
gets body
out.
Slammed by a cloud.
Can they attack him while he's down?
Yeah.
What the hell? Somebody.
Alright, Boat Face, roll for me.
11.
Okay.
I feel like I get an attack bonus. I'm a boat.
It's a boat. So, the Boat Face, unfortunately, there's a problem below deck. There's a chain of command issue because Pickles tries giving orders, but Steve has seniority over him, so like, arguing. So the cannons just got loaded and are prone to fire next time Boatface has an attack. Okay.
He's like, wait, no. I'm getting the raise.
I don't have to go up to him to raise him up again, do I?
Whatever your healing spell is. You could just go up there and give him a health check, but that would only stabilize him. You probably want to give him some
yeah,
healing.
Yeah, I'm gonna heal him. I don't really want to run up there.
Good touch him. I want to touch Dragon Face.
Gotta fucking heal me.
I
don't know what I can do, though, because if I just heal you, you're probably going to go down again.
Well, as opposed to them murdering
you. You know what? All right. Cast Cure Wounds on Dragonface.
Okay.
You probably get, like, good 80% of your health back. Six is pretty good.
So you get 11.
Oh, that's not terrible.
Well, you're prone, so you're going to have to use 5 feet of your movement to stand up.
And then I'm going to use a bonus action. Summon Spiritual Weapon.
It's always worked so well in the past.
Yeah. If anything, it could provide a shield, maybe.
It probably also deals, what, like force damage or something?
You do me a favor. You hold this piece of paper. Alright,
crank it up.
Yeah, there's somebody. Alright, it's an axe. I'm gonna attack 4 with it.
Okay.
You got it all so far.
Nope.
Did you roll the d20 or this?
Yeah, you just rolled that.
Oh, whoops. Okay, probably not.
Oh no, I think. Do you just roll straight damage with Spiritual Weapon?
Plus. Oh, wait, let me see. Melee spell attack.
Okay, so you roll spell attacks with it?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's plus your spell attack modifier, which is on your spell page.
So,
next to you.
Oh, yes. Spell I was looking DC. At spell casting ability. Alright, so that's 19 then. Yeah.
Okay, you hit. We're doing something.
And then you roll your damage.
Mm-hmm. Roll your damage again. Yeah.
So, Dragon Face is healed, correct?
Yeah.
No, that's just right.
No, not good.
Okay, so that's, for, which elemental? Elemental 4. For yeah. 6 force damage.
6 force damage? Okay, so that is the 4.
Does that, is that more effective?
Yeah, that's okay. Plenty effective.
There you go.
What does he look like?
He looks like a cloud.
I'm effective for once.
So it's going well.
Tank Mazzetto. Everyone cover him.
Alright, Earth Elemental 1 is going to approach Mazzetto.
Oh no! It's fine. I've got 42.
He rolls, okay, he only rolls a 12, but sure.
16.
Okay. So he's like, clouds chops you.
I blow on him.
That's all it takes.
Alright, now it's my turn, I guess.
So Truce Breaker is gonna tear them to shit. And also... probably try and protect you guys somehow. So first thing Truce Breaker is going to do is he's going to get 2 actions. First thing he's going to do is he's going to cast Dispel Magic on Elemental 1. We're going to see...
What does that do?
You'll see if it works.
It removes magic effects. It will probably dispel the elemental.
Oh yeah, the elemental rolled to shit, so he's gone.
Yeah, he just zoops out of
here. Bruce Breaker!
He like dissolves back into air.
No, this guy's probably going to betray us, but who cares? Right now he's helping us out.
The second thing...
I already made eye contact with Andrew inside.
The second thing he's going to do is he's going to use his Arcanum to throw out a programmed illusion.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to be a second uglier dragon face.
Not possible.
And that, Tony, if you put an extra, you don't have to put any letters on it, but put an extra chip on the front there, right next to dragon face.
Right here?
Yes.
Hey, I have a question.
Sure.
Is there any kind of check I could do to determine their weaknesses? Or, their immunities or resistance?
Arcane, probably.
On your turn, you can try an arcane roll.
Is that a move?
I'll let you use as a reaction. Cool. You can see if they're weak to anything.
Yeah.
Poke it a few times.
You remember. They're weak to this magic.
All right.
I don't have that. I can steal things from them.
I can SIBO.
Steal the magic.
Truce Breaker's just dispelled one of them.
Like,
so.
Blew him away.
Yeah.
Oh, he's just dead?
Yeah.
What does this be?
Okay. He used Dispel Magic to get rid of Air Illusion 1, and then used Programmed Illusion to summon an uglier looking dragon face.
Okay.
I'm going to cast Thunder Wave. Let's see if they're resistant to thunder damage, I guess.
You won't hit dragon face, will you?
No, it's just 15-foot cube.
Plus I'm laying down, it's going to go over my head.
Is that true?
Let's see. No. I'm going to cast it.
I'd buy it.
I'm casting it at second level. And each creature in a 15-foot cube originating from me must make a constitution save. So these two, 4 and 3, have to make a con save.
Yeah, but I also put brown pants on
during.
So it's a 14 and an
8.
So they both fail.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's not good.
My arrow loses.
No, that is good, because they fail against my spell save DC.
I have a bad feeling we're going to be fighting fire elementals and then earth elementals.
Oh, I didn't see that, because this guy seems to be pretty obsessed with wind. He's got tornado pants, not that's fire pants. He's not a liar.
I should have thought of that. He was reaching in his pants for that thing.
Are you saying that Homer Simpson is a liar? Well, I do have this archive footage of his pants on fire.
So that's 15 thunder damage. They get pushed 10 feet away. And then there's an audible boom that can be heard for 300 feet. So I cast some epic thunder into the
into the already thunderous situation.
All these wispy cloud guys away.
Everything is super loud right now. You guys are like, there's like a whirlpool and there's a hurricane going on above you. So like,
can anyone hear my sarcastic remarks?
Sure.
No.
I cast silence.
All right, now it's God's turn.
Were they resistant to that at all?
Exactly. They were not resistant to that.
Okay. Good.
Let me double check. They were resistant.
We might have
it's Thunder?
Yes.
Yes, they were resistant to that.
Son of a bitch!
Son of a bitch!
Sibo, you picked the wrong one.
How much damage
did
you do, Sibo?
15. Half of that is...
8.
What do you mean, the wrong one?
Spell? Thunder Wave.
Yeah, Thunder. Oh, resistant.
I thought you meant... So was it 3 and 4? 3 and 4?
Yeah, 3 and 4 take 8.
Okay.
They still get pushed, though.
Okay.
So...
You didn't use an Arcana check, right?
God's turn. So Reifert stops his swirling spirit bomb above his head and looks towards the bunk.
Oh no.
She moves like after and he's going to roll. So
oh no.
Net 20?
No, it's not 16. That bad. But go to Nob.
So
my armor class is 16.
A rifle murders dragon in the face. Specifically. A rifle hurls a bolt of lightning at the boat, and like part of it just explodes, like the front of the boat.
Uh oh.
So like you can see below deck now, and Pickles and Leaf are looking up. I'm like, what the heck?
I will mend one plank at a time.
Starts hammering.
I have a spell for that.
2 days later, the boat's completely
repaired. This boat casts carpentry. That was basically Jesus, right?
He's got the beard. So, who's next?
Lonnie Swifthands.
Bring it back.
Back to top, baby.
Wait, is there anyone?
That's his spiritual weapon.
The red one's my spiritual weapon.
Would that count as an ally for my sneak attack?
Probably, it would distract.
He's combating him.
Okay. That's up to the DM.
DM.
No.
Sorry.
They haven't been targeted.
Go next to Mazzetto.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
They're elementals, so they're. I think they're
seven.
Kinda, yeah, okay. They're not very small. They've got, like, basic.
Oh, I want to do my arcana check, but I whiffed my attack roll. 16.
Alright, so you think back to all your times with elementals in the circus. their resistances are lightning, thunder, bludgeoning, piercing, slashing, and slashing from non-magical weapons.
Was pink, piercing? Is piercing in there?
You have a magical weapon. Is piercing in there?
Yes, magical.
I'm useless, guys!
The big trident. The tridents are right. Plus one.
We said they're magical, but they're just like better trident.
Oh, gotcha.
The big trident actually.
But the big trident's inside somebody right now.
You want to get that trip back?
We should have got that talking sword, guys.
We'll take out
Take out the fourth one with a bag.
The fourth one has the trash. Yeah. Shit. Okay, it seems like a good plan.
They're all resistant to conditions. They're resistant to poison. They're immune to poison. So
yeah, but I got nothing. All my stuff is piercing or slashing.
You can still hit. They cannot be exhausted, grappled, paralyzed, petrified, poisoned, prone, restrained, or unconscious because they are clouds.
They're basically air.
All right. Who's next?
Zhao 2.
Okay.
20. Not nat 20, but 20. So I guess crossbow, 1d6 plus piercing. That'd be 6.
So half.
Yeah, so 3 damage.
Oh, nice. Which one are you attacking?
Are any of them wounded?
Get 4.
Okay. All of them.
Four has the trident. I'll take out
4.
Oh, okay. You did not take out 4.
Well, I'll aim at him.
How does he look?
He looks like a cloud.
I don't think he'll be wincing.
Is he a sad cloud?
No, he's got like some sort of like shifting face dealy.
I always like cloud watching. That one looks like a dead man.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Sweet. Okay, I'm gonna stand up.
Hey, good job, standing up.
Stand it up. Now I'm gonna walk backwards a couple times because I'm really weak. Okay, now I'm gonna shoot my arrow at this dude, which I have now. longbow for 4. 17. So a good start.
Alright.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, D8.
Here.
D8. Is
that
a quote from something?
Yeah, from 300.
Oh, gosh.
The manliest homosexual movie ever. Alright. So, I'm gonna roll that one. Got a whole 1 plus 3.
There's 6 here, so.
Total damage.
Oh, yeah.
Four.
Target base is not very good.
Is it dead yet?
If you can't stab it, you can't do shit again.
Alright, yes. Boat face, roll me.
15.
They've stopped fighting because they realize what a dire situation they're in. And the boat's cannon successfully go off one more time towards the giant tornado pants man, striking him hard.
Oh, yeah. And
he, like, lost a tooth.
Oh, great.
Yeah, where's that land? I mark where that lands.
In the whirlpool.
Alright.
Is it truth breaker time?
It's not.
No, he's one of the last to go.
Oh, truth breaker.
Yeah.
Mazzetto.
Deal me a gun.
Yeah, I'm going to. I forgot I have a health potion, so I could have used that.
I have one, but it's my last one.
Cure wounds on. I've got 7.
Oh, jeez, a lot more than I've got.
So I have 4 built in my coat.
Yeah,
I have 9. So 5 in person.
Heal 9 more.
Ooh. Wait, I don't.
And then I use a spiritual weapon to attack.
Sorry for all the trying to kill you.
We are reconciled after I lied about Dragon
Arms. Does 15 hit?
Yeah, 15 hits. It's got 15 PC. Or AC.
9.
Alright, so it's 5 on 4?
No, it's a 9. It uses force damage.
Oh, okay, yeah, so it's a 9 on 4, so that's okay. Our air elemental 2 is going to attack and set up. Oh, that's a 15.
Nope. Oh, plus this thing.
Yeah, plus this thing. Gotcha. That
definitely hits.
Some d8s. Roll. 7. 2. It's 9. 14. Yeah. I
was going
to say
14.
If I didn't
know
that.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You got like hella health.
Hella health. Clouds. Am I right, fellas? I'm going to do another thing now. First thing Trishbrick is going to do is Bigby's hand!
Oh god.
Trishbrick lifts his arm in the air and summons a giant fist.
Kill the fourth one!
Okay! And the fist flies at the cloud. And it's going to have to do a saving throw. And it gets a 20.
Oh.
Yeah, so it zooms right past the cloud and it's like, oh,
I thought you were a god.
I'm not. You said it wasn't a god. So many times.
He's a frog dude.
You're a frog.
Is that right?
No.
Oh.
No.
I mean, kind of.
He's influenced right. by you.
Who's next?
He has two actions.
Ooh, that's
this
lucky.
Is such a great wizard.
The warlock, not a wizard.
Sorry, the warlock.
That was pretty great.
Yeah, go with this spell. The spell number four.
I don't know.
Did I try to?
We wouldn't need him to. We dealt some damage to him. We were just gonna show up.
Maybe he's got like 75% of his health still.
What if it dispels away with your trident?
That would be a really powerful. Yeah.
Just vaporize.
I was like, come back, trident.
Now, Will Reifert, you took it too far. You ain't personal.
So who's going to
be? You and me are getting the Pentagon.
Make a trident out of your bone.
Get in my guard.
You know how many bars are on the hold?
No holds barred. Alright, I'm just gonna use Witch Bolt. So, gonna catch Witch Bolt. And, minus 5, it's gonna take 5 damage.
That's all it did?
Yeah.
I thought you were a god!
Just completely ignore it. Alright, SIBO.
What? We went over their resistances. What were those again?
Air, water, fire, and whatever. That's the lightning, thunder, bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing from non-magical weapons. And they can't be put to sleep, strained, poisoned, petrified, prone, paralyzed.
So fire and cold aren't one of those?
Yep, you're fine. Mizzetto shoots acid out of his beard.
I'm going to target 4 again with a second level chromatic orb.
Okay.
This time dealing cold damage. Let's see. Range spell attack.
That's how they won the happen.
Well, yeah. I got a 21 for the attack roll. I guess that's better.
Okay. Is that the damage?
No, that wasn't the damage.
Okay.
Does that hit?
Yes, that hits.
So,
which are you attacking? Which one?
Hope for. 4.
Good. Why won't that one die?
Because they have a lot of health and resistance.
Mainly the resistance, I think.
Oh, the resistance is bullshit. Yeah. Like, I can't even hit the damn thing. It's like, oh, 2 damage!
Wow, you're useless. Dragon face is feeling awkward.
17, 22.
Oh, shit. Damn, son. Who'd you attack?
4.
Oh, it's dispelled!
Finally, we kill one.
Tell
Did
me.
You drop any treasure?
But yeah,
I want to add flavor to it. Because I cast cold, I want him to like puff into snow.
Okay.
And then just like fall gently.
Yeah, okay.
Can we quietly play Frosty
in the
snow? Is that a
sad
Frosty? Mizzetto clicks his little
snow angels.
Who's up? Is that my big trident's there?
Do you have a god's turn right now?
Fuck.
Oh no!
He flexes, you won't die.
I did.
That was a joke.
Alright, so, oh jeez. So, El Reifert hurls another mighty thunderbolt at the ship, and the front half is now basically gone.
How is it even still going?
It's still got, like, most of the ship's parts are in the back half.
It's also made of wood.
It's gonna float okay. It'll all float out okay.
This is not going great for our
boat. I really wanted that boat.
I'm sure another one can make it better.
It puts my face on the front of it.
Alright. You could be the figurehead.
Yeah.
Alright, Letty.
We do have a duck still.
We do have a duck.
Oh, right.
That face is not here.
He can swim. You hear a mighty quack in the distance. And out from outside the whirlpool, you see Duckface, like, stream forward. Little Duckface's initiation.
Yeah. Not great.
6.
Minus 4. Probably just minus 1.
Minus 1.
That's why I don't
yes,
have
I'm not the only one with negative. That's, actually, where is that? Just, can someone get Duckface's card?
So 5.
Isn't that still better than Feeble?
Yeah. Yeah, it's minus one.
Yes. Someone else is negative.
The duck. All right. So where does he fall in? Does he get to go?
He's super late.
Oh, shit.
But you can still use him.
Right now?
76. No. So. Super late. At the end of the turn.
Okay.
Well, I rolled unsuccessfully to attack. Could I take my bonus action to toss during his potion?
Yes.
Wait, are you still hurt?
A little bit. I'd rather pick up the fucking spear.
I would
do some acrobats and like throw.
He only has 8 health up to heal anyway.
I can.
You throw the trident dragon face and he fumbles to catch it. Dragon face take a hit point of damage.
It's only
really bounces wrong. Off his chest.
He fucking stabbed me. Oh, I got 19.
All right.
Fine. Do I have it now, Ali?
Yeah, you have it.
Okay, great.
All right. Dragon face. Is that to his turn?
Yeah.
He threw it bad.
You suck in his bed, it probably was Dragon Arms, it took out the It was technically Lenny's fault.
I went 14. End turn.
I didn't see nothing
when I end my turn.
You'll remember that. Alright.
I got my whole village of Argentina. Wait, guys, should I use an action to surge with Zoutu or save it for Hellwalker?
Just save it.
Just save it.
He sucks anyway.
Their own two.
He does, we all know it.
Yeah, Zao?
Zao too.
Yeah.
He sucks.
Yeah, I guess.
He's not regular Zao.
We gotta give him a katana.
When we get to traps, we'll just have him test all of them.
Alright.
Alright. Adjust to the Medusa. And then
this is
that.
First one.
Yeah. Gonna longbow two.
Not great.
Oh.
Not gonna happen.
My turn. I got the giant freaking giant now. Not gonna throw it this time, so I'm gonna walk up next to number two. That seems to be our newest target. I'm gonna beat the shit out of him with this trident. No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
You get multiple attacks though.
With the giant one?
Yeah, you still have multi attack.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, wait, no, you don't.
No, I don't.
No, the only way
you get that, like, next turn, I think.
How do you get that next
level?
Next level.
Oh. Well, I got a 1 plus 4, so 5.
Air Elemental 3 is going to attack.
Well, hang on. Let me look at your sheet. I think you might.
Hold on. Hold the phone.
No, you just have action surge.
Alright, I got nothing else. So, what was next?
Next is Air Elemental 2, so I'm going to roll for that.
Who's he attacking?
Air Elemental 3.
Okay, who's he attacking?
The player's
the spiritual weapon?
He's right here. They haven't attacked it so far, so they're probably not going to. Air Elemental 3 is probably going to approach. Who's that right in the center?
That?
Yeah.
Air Elemental
2. Oh, okay. Air Elemental 3 is going to approach Lenny.
Diagonally or right by him?
Diagonally.
There's a Simpsons clip of the Bart and Lisa saying, not Lenny. Please pepper that in when a Brahma attacks.
Okay, so he rolled 11. And that is a 14.
16 armor class.
Oh. What's your armor class?
13.
Oh, okay.
Not great. Paper.
You might say he could blow away in the next we have Boatface.
Roll for Boatface.
18.
Alright.
Alright, the Boatface shoots the cannons at the god. And he's like, it's, you know, he does the whole thing where he's like recoiling. Yeah. Like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Who's next?
Bustin' makes me feel good.
Mazzetto.
Alright, Cure Wounds on DFA for me.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're
sweet.
Back to beast.
Alright, and then attack 3 with the spiritual weapon.
That is 13.
No dice.
Air elemental 2s.
Again?
2. Oh. 3 attack
first. Oh, 2 he attack.
He's going to attack with
the healer.
No.
You got a 6 plus 3 is 9.
Nope.
Not even close.
That wouldn't hit a commoner. No.
You couldn't hit a commoner.
The wind breezes across and blows my beard. Zao 2 kind of glares at Dragon Face for talking about killing a commoner.
He died like a bitch. Alright,
who's next?
Super quick guy.
It's me again, I guess.
Suck less this time.
Fuck you, Dragon Face.
Dispel.
Dispel all right for...
You can only use that once, so rule.
Okay. Why?
Go take a rest in the cavern. I'm going to bed.
So he's going to cast the shield of things.
Just remember the stupid shoes I gave Dragon Face. They're ankle guards.
Oh yeah.
It's a piece of metal that goes then wraps around the foot. So it's nothing.
So Truce Breaker lifts his hands skyward, mutters some words, and like throws a piece of some sort of like shrubbery out of his like his cloak, which burns in the air, and then a massive like shield appears with his face on it. He's like doing this.
Hey!
He's like doing the fonts.
Okay.
And he casts it over the ship.
That's good.
Yeah, so someone's not gonna get exploded next round.
Alright, now he's in the second action, right?
Yeah, now he's got
now attack number two. Or all right. Three.
Yeah, we use Witch Bolt again because button.
It's 17 for the target. So the Witch Bolt, like, skirts towards the cloud, but it sort of just eats it, and then a little rain drops fall on the bottom of it. So it's fine. Steve-o!
Wait, it didn't even do damage?
No, it rolled a pretty high save.
Okay, I'm sending another chromatic orb at 2, this time at first level. I'm running out of spells!
How many spell slots do you have?
And then a bunch of cantrips.
Minor illusion!
Oh, yeah, that hits. 17 plus 7, so 24.
420?
420, if you will. It's at first level, so only 3d8. This is cold damage again.
Okay.
So I can blow him up again. Oh, yeah, 2. Let's see.
So he killed him.
Yeah! Alright, well now that that's over with, guess it's time to kill a guy!
We can all go home.
And now you are faced with the big boss himself, as the half-destroyed crusty seaman is circling around El Ryford's whirlpool.
Well, I touch the Master Emerald, and all the Chaos Emeralds circle around me, and I become super Dragon Face. And then
I have those emerald eyes from the statue. Are those Master, Chaos, any kind of...
They're regular emeralds.
I assume El Ryford has, like, boils on him that I can fly into, and when they explode, then he dies.
I don't think this is the final boss fight.
Can you say, now I'll show you?
Now I'll show you! I'm the coolest.
Okay, guys. So, do you have any plan here as you're fighting El Ryford? Keep battering him with cannonballs? Is that what's happening?
Tell me you have a better plan.
Yeah, I hop on Dragon Face's shoulders.
Oh, I love it.
Raven!
Alright. I don't think you have to roll to see if that works. Is that your plan?
If Dragon Face agrees to it and grabs on.
I would never grab on to him. I don't question it. When you're in a hurricane and somebody jumps on your shoulders, it's usually a good thing.
Using my fancy dancy flying cloak of flying, I'm going to fly over El Ryford's head.
Okay.
Let go!
I'm like, they trust you, Zemo!
And I zip him with enlarge as he falls towards him.
And how big does that make him?
Whatever twice his size is in both directions.
So
he's like, what, 16 feet tall?
The 16 foot Dragon Face is now hurtling towards the 100 something foot El Ryford.
I wish we had a dragon or a dinosaur potion.
This seems like a bad idea all of a sudden. So
get him in the neck!
I assume I've tried to do stuff, so.
Yeah, you still have your charts and stuff.
I'm aiming for his eye.
Okay. Alright, Chris, roll, see if that works.
Where's my dice at?
That's not mine.
I'm gonna say probably dexterity because you're currently being battered through hurricane force winds.
Yeah, there we go.
A 10.
Oh no! So the plan was genius, but it didn't work. Dragon Face, like, goes straight down with both his triumphs, but, like, misses entirely, so now he's, like, hurling downward towards the whirlpool.
Not great. Somebody better catch me.
Do we have any long things that we could throw to him to drag him back?
I don't know. He can make it.
Is he 11 and a half feet away?
Do a dexterity saving throw for Duck Face.
Okay.
You're gonna, like, land on him.
I see what Duck Face is dexterity.
Minus one. Oh, quackers.
Seven?
So now, giant dragon face that's in the whirlpool, he's like, he's waving his arms around, because he's like, now in the center of this thing, going, like, circling.
Someone's gonna throw me a rope. Okay, wait a second. Okay, I have 50 feet of rope. I tie rope to the end of my arrow, and shoot the arrow at the crusty seaman.
What?
Do you have a bow?
I do, a long bow.
That's gonna require a lot.
That'll probably take like.
I have a rope. I will throw him a rope.
Okay, yeah, let's go with that.
Okay. So Lemmy's action is going to be to throw a rope. Roll a check to see if that works.
What am I going with? Sleight of hand.
Because
I'm only throwing like a lasso.
I'm gonna say dexterity, just straight dexterity.
Okay.
You got plus three, so that's probably your best bet.
Roll an intelligence and see if that's a good idea.
Oh, okay. Six.
Not a good idea.
No. When he loses his rope in the whirlpool.
Oh, God, are you reset?
We all get killed.
Oh, no. Tony, can't you, like, levitate me with magic?
I don't have anything.
Well, I'm flying currently, so I can just scoop you up my next turn.
Okay, alright. Go with that, then, I guess.
Alright, I'm a...
Of course, now you're humongous, so it might not work as well.
Alright, so Trucebreaker is going to use his, one of his cantrips, which allows him to use that tornado power earlier.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to, like, swoop you up from the whirlpool. So you're not totally boned. But now you're stuck in the tornado, which is next to a tornado pants man, which is in the middle of a hurricane.
Truthmaker, you throw me at him!
You're gonna have to wait!
Alright, Mizetta, what do you want to do?
You know what I can do with this place is loot.
Do you have another? Do you have 10 feet of rope?
No. 10 foot pole.
10 foot pole. I poke dragon face.
I push him farther into the whirlpool.
Oh jeez, I don't have any items that can really help.
You don't need to help me at this point. I'm in the tornado thing.
That can help anyone.
Shoot! Just straight up shoot him a cannon or something.
Yeah, I guess we can do that.
Alright. So Mizetto jumps below deck and sees Mamie's freaking out in the corner.
Shouldn't he love this? We're surrounded by water.
He's a fish man. He's not an actual fish.
No. Well, I assume it's not. It's like being an earthquake.
Well, they have
I love
her.
But he's in a hurricane.
So he can swim.
Well, is he gonna bite at his tornado pants?
No.
Maybe, do we have a bomb we could put on Namie? And then he could swim up? Everyone check your inventory.
Hey, you
screamers. Everyone check your inventory for
it's
a bomb.
Time to die for your god,
bombs,
Namie.
But you do have barrels.
No.
You have barrels of gunpowder.
Alright,
he be down with it.
Can you enlarge him so he could carry his own?
I'm out of level 2 spells.
Okay.
That was
this
the last
probably
one.
Way too heavy for him. They're not that big.
Well, we could just put as much as possible on him. Do you have a smaller barrel?
No.
DM, what's the. Could he hold some?
He could probably hold a smaller barrel, a cask. He could probably hold a cask worth of gunpowder.
What is that going to do to, like, a 100-foot guy?
Or tornado pants?
We're already shooting him with cannonballs. He's probably not going to do much more than that.
No, no, I just
don't like it. Really it'll good. Kill Mamie.
No, we feed Mamie to him.
I also have a sack in my coat, so we could just load that up with it.
I mean, that's also true, but that's probably not as waterproof as a cask.
Oh, yeah.
So you have a bunch of, like...
Well, we could throw... We could fire him out of the cannon.
Okay.
Then... So he's loaded with gunpowder, flying.
Hmm?
He's gonna turn into fish paint.
He's just
like... Why don't you put the explosive in the cannon without Mamie at all?
I don't get your reasoning. Why do you want to kill Navy so bad?
Navy the fisherman.
All tartar sauce.
Okay.
That's not a bad idea. Can we just fire barrels of gunpowder at them?
That be like
just fire cannonballs.
Fire the cannonballs!
Okay, then just fire them. Excuse me for being innovative.
Alright, Mazzetto, I want you to roll to see if the cannons are successful.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
There you go.
That worked.
Yes.
19.
Oh, yeah. The cannons are successful, and are, like, Reifert has a bunch of, like, puncture wounds all over his super ripped corpse now. Mm-hmm. Or, like, not corpse, super ripped body now. Okay, so I'm going to want a roll from Duckface.
Okay.
A four.
Duckface...
None of us have rolled anything.
Duckface is swept along the whirlpool, and he's, like, trying to paddle, like, towards it. So he's, like, just in staying in place.
That's not great.
He's not doing good. No, he's a duck, though. all right, now give me a roll for Boatface.
Oh, yeah, go for it. Ooh, 19.
Okay. So Boatface again fires, the crusty seaman fires more cannons at El Reifert, and he's like trying to block him with his huge arms. Now we're gonna roll for El Reifert.
Oh, fuck that guy.
Oh no. Oh no. So El Reifert like beats against Trucebreaker's shield with his fists, but like the thing's not breaking.
He's a bitch. Okay, so I think it's back to Tony now, right?
What? No. Wait.
Tony enlarged me first.
Tony enlarged me first.
Yeah, when are you going yet, though? I threw the rope unsuccessfully.
Oh, yeah, I threw the rope.
Is that how we're doing
from
initiatives?
High up in the air, do I see any, like, big, like, blue glowing weak spot on his head or something?
No, that's not such. Uh-huh. I mean, he's got eyeballs, and he's got his big old spectacles.
The weakness of everyone. Eyeballs.
Break the spectacles and make the glass go.
I would go get Dragon Face, but I feel like he's too heavy at this point.
Well, I'm already in the tornado.
He's 16 feet tall in the tornado, and he's not drowning, but like he's not, you know, useful at the moment.
He's having fun again.
Okay. So he's 100 feet tall. I'm 16 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm probably about the size of his head.
Yeah, roughly.
Okay.
You probably stab him in the eyeballs.
Right. I'm going for his throat.
Yeah,
for so, as soon as Truthbreaker is able to throw him.
Okay. So Dragonface can't take an action right now because he's in the middle of Truthbreaker's tornado.
Should probably see what I got for spells left.
Hey, can anybody help guide me into his throat?
I could by dealing damage to you.
I can yell motivational. Things. You can do it, Dragon Face! Push it! I could persuade you.
To what?
To be better.
Stop sucking! I guess acrobatics would work for that. Since I could angle myself.
I have a grappling hook, I could pull you down.
I didn't know I'd plus
my deception. I should have been using that a long time ago.
What the hell? How are you so good at everything?
I'm not good at medicine, in fact.
Yeah, the most I could do is, like, fling a little dinky spell at him, but I don't think that's gonna do shit, so.
I have a rowboat. You want a row?
I'm coming for you.
Let's try and largely surge you.
Oh. Is he, like, floating in this...
What? Yeah, he's in the middle of the tornado.
Is, like, the tornado, like... stuck in place, or does that move with him?
It's move with him. Mm-hmm. No, the tornado is currently stuck in place.
Okay. Well, I could keep you out of the tornado, but that's it, and then you'll start drowning.
I was gonna stay. True thing will throw me from the tornado at Tyler. Roll.
Yeah, I guess maybe just let him do it then. Yeah, I can't do shit. I'll fly back to the boat.
Okay. So, Sibo uses flying. Lenny, you go.
The fire cans.
Fire cans?
Fire the cannons.
Fire the cannons. Alright.
You have something useful in your hatchy coat?
No, I was just looking through it. I have a rowboat and a length of rope.
You have like a portable pole?
No, I already used it.
Oh, that's right.
I have a door. Do you want me to put a door somewhere?
Door into his stomach.
In his chest so he can punch his heart.
If he throws lightning bolts and this is Looney Tunes, I do have a mirror I could reflect in.
Oh, the cannons do not fire because Pickles is, or Leaf is
Are
scared.
Are they sleeping now?
Leaf is scared.
They get all tuckered out.
Yeah, the time. They took a quick cat nap that turn.
Okay.
Alright, so Truthbreaker is going to do two things. First of which is going to be hurling Dragon Face using gust of wind from his tornado towards
into the throat. Maybe we should have had Dragon Face eating gunpowder this whole game.
And I'll just take one of the shards and he can eat it.
I'll take Andrew's amulet and if I die.
Second thing he's going to do is he pulls what looks to be a 10-foot pole out of his coat. At the very end of it, there's a gem, and he's like, "Enlarge!"
Double Dutch!
So what's 16 times 16?
32.
No, it's not. So, Dragon Face is now 32 feet tall.
Getting bigger.
and hurling towards Al Ryford.
Is that Truthbreaker's roll or mine?
That's Truthbreaker's. He didn't need to make any rolls to hit.
Because you're a willing creature.
Yeah. He didn't need to. Like, he's not hitting Al Ryford, he's throwing you towards him.
Oh, okay.
So it's up to you to use the dexterity.
So do I roll now?
Not if you don't want to. You basically accept his spell because you're not.
Well, I do.
No, he's talking about attacking.
Oh, yeah. Right.
No, we're gonna wait till your turn.
All right. So I'm just like flying hundreds of feet.
Are they still freaking out below deck?
You can try and calm them.
Yeah, we gotta calm them. Words. Not. No, I'll keep calm emotions.
Andrew, just put like, can you add dexterity?
Yeah, if he uses calm emotions, would it make it more likely that our boat face attacks are? Happen or more likely to occur.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could try that.
Yeah, so I'll cast calm emotions a little bit.
Okay. So everything is calm. Namie, like, looks up from out of his corner, like, crawls up to the broken side of the boat, and he's like, oh, it's so beautiful.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's surprisingly coherent.
Okay, now El Reifert is going to action. Oh, shit. God damn it, this god is rolling like shit. Still hitting that shield.
Sitting there with his eyes wide open, waiting for Dragon to stab him.
Yeah.
Stab him in the eye.
Son of a bitch!
Shoot me in the face! Shoot me in the face!
Alright, Dragon Face, I'm gonna need you to make one roll to see if you actually are able to get to the god.
Wait, Andrew, does your, what is it, support, does that only work on, like, persuasion
roll? Guidance?
Yeah.
I have to touch him.
Yes.
Let's shoot Mazenovart, then Dragon Face.
Wait, what am I rolling for?
Like, you're gonna roll dexterity first to see if you can actually get to the god amidst the hurricane force winds. You can't roll more than once!
Then it would be,
Chris, actually try and roll the thing instead of setting it down.
Okay, that's probably a good idea. Okay, not a whole lot better. At all. 10?
Okay. Well, you don't reach, El Reifert's, neck, but you do reach his abdomen. Okay, so, like, now you're, like, clinging onto this god.
Climb up him.
Okay.
Alright, now you can take another action if you want.
Oh, I roll to hit him with the big trident.
Yeah.
Belly button. Bloody
your door! Oh, I wish I'd given you the door to put it
open up in his heart.
Knock, knock, who's there?
Alright.
It's me, Dragon.
Okay, I got a 14. Wait, am I rolling for strength, you think?
Oh, that's a weapons check right there. Oh,
okay, well, then that 10 plus 7. So 17.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Dragon Face stabs El Ryford in his mighty abs.
All right.
How does that make him look?
He looks...
The leaking blood makes him look more swollen.
Yeah. He looks like he's Leonidas right now in the end of 300. Alright, Sibo, you want to do anything?
Oh, shit.
Can't do much.
He doesn't want to take the patch and fly over it. Make that actually happen.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hit for a way to get this?
Wait,
point?
Can you hit my trident with a bolt of lightning?
Oh my gosh.
I could, but
sacrifice yourself. Do it.
Well, no, I assume
we'll make you a statue.
I'll just let go of it as the lightning hits it and like I assume murders him.
You'll go faster than a bolt of lightning.
I could prevent him from regaining hit points. No, that wouldn't work. I could distract him, but I don't have a cheeky distraction that I can come up with. I don't know, my creativity has failed me.
How about you could make how big is Elrakid again? 120?
He's around 120.
Yeah. You can make a 120-foot tall truce breaker, and I could imitate his voice.
Oh man, this is happening!
I don't have a spell that.
Can you shrink Elrakid?
I could have once I didn't waste my second level spells.
Well, could Lenny just give Sergio the patch and fly it over the dragon?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
That's the best.
What, the door?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, the door. I was trying to figure out how to send that to him.
Okay, yeah, I ripped the patch off of his jacket.
Oh,
I
could have asked.
Dire situation! Aren't you funny?
Door. Okay, this is an iron door, so use it well.
So funny. This is like some weird, like, anime bullshit.
Yeah.
Oh, I cast the spell to open the door to your heart! Oh no!
Kingdom Hearts!
Alright, we're gonna forego everyone else's rolls for a sec to see if this works.
Okay. This is amazing.
So Sergio flies the patch over to Dragon Face. Dragon Face, do you know what to do with this patch?
Yeah, I'm gonna stick it onto his, like, chest cavity?
I'll just fly right to him. I'll fly towards his chest and go slap it with five fingers palm right on his chest.
Yeah, okay. So Sibo instead of Sergio? Instead of Sergio or Sergio?
No, I'm using my coat thing.
Okay.
I'm sweeping over there.
So Sibo flies over to the, technically you're only supposed to use that once in engagement.
Oh, I thought it just made me fly forward in engagement.
Let's just use it.
I'll use Sergio on this one.
It's a one turn flight thing.
I'll use Sergio. Okay.
Alright, so the Burdoff squawks out over a dragon face and hands him the patch.
Give it to me!
Dragon Face, see if you don't lose this tiny patch with your massive hands.
Oh, we're not to roll for this?
Yeah.
For what?
Slide okay, so you, so see what your hands are around 5 feet like big themselves.
Oh, that's why it's hard.
The patch is like
a tiny block. Can you use a Sergio stick it on to them? It's gonna be a lot easier.
Do that.
Sergio sticks it on with his beak.
Okay.
He pecks him hard so he feels it.
Ow!
I have a quick question.
Yeah.
How big is this door? It's going to be like, what, 10 feet is probably about a normal door.
It's about the size of a normal door.
Yeah, and so, how big is Dragon Face? Dragon Face is 32 feet.
Yeah, I'm going to screw it.
He put like his hand.
Touching somebody's heart is not going to go well for them. Right. My fingernail would probably mess them up.
I just imagined you walking into
it. Oh, that would be amazing.
Oh, just running around inside of us, gone, stabbing everything.
We can have Sergio go into the door. Check out his heart.
Okay, let's
I'm not going to sacrifice Sergio in that way, but
it's true.
Alright, let's get Sergio. So Sergio pecks the door onto him, and as soon as he plops it on his skin, it goes just a big puff of smoke and turns into an actual door. Dragon Face, you're going to see if you can open this door with your mask.
What does El Ryford say to that?
Everything's happening really fast. Okay. So, like, he's still, like, distracted by the giant dragon man that's currently latched onto him. Okay. And the duck that's, like, around here somewhere.
Alright, well, okay, I'm gonna go. It'd be easier to punch the door open.
It's an iron door, got open.
Okay.
It would be harder to punch the door than to punch the person.
Can I roll for athletics?
So just wrench it open?
Yeah.
Sure.
Very cool. Oh, that's gonna go well. 19 plus 4.
So Dragon Face takes his the door. Dragon Face rips the door off.
Also, you have advantage on strength checks because you're enlarged.
Oh, yeah. It sees the insides of this glowing, like, god. Like, you can't really see inside, but, like, it's all dark. There's, like, but it's, like, all, like, transluminescent, like, glowy and shit.
Hey, Dragonface, it's me, Lenny. If you could bring me back some of his organs, I'd like to sell them.
Okay, I have a hilarious plan.
Okay.
I breathe fire into his
Okay, so...
Press your lips up against the door. I use fire aid, but I'm gonna say that the enlarging helped me out.
Okay.
Who's going to make the witty point about heartburn?
I guess it was you.
Wasted opportunity right there, Lenny.
This is a new engagement, kind
of. Well, you technically have to take a rest.
Oh, you're right.
But I must say, that's fine, since you're no giant. Let me think. Because
it's a saving throw for him, not
yeah,
me.
Yeah, what kind of saving throw is it?
Dex saving throw.
Okay. Al Reifert rolled a one! So Dragon Face purses his lips up into Al Reifert's chest cavity, blows hard, and fire like bursts from his eye holes and mouth and fingers, and he's like, and now he's just this big, like, frighteningly on fire, like, corpse that's, like, slowly he's falling like, down.
And burn. It's like, they're half humanity.
Oh, the divine.
You should have been a fire type.
Pokemon references now. Okay. The god is dead.
Woo! Yeah, boy.
Charred husk of a, like a blimp.
Yeah. Well, as he dies, the
world explodes.
Yeah. The corpse sort of turns to ash, which flies away in the
catch
wind. Dragonface no longer has anything to hold on to, so now he falls into a whirlpool, which is sort of still going, but the hurricane is also dissipating.
I assume Truthbreaker can help me out again.
I don't know.
A jacuzzi.
He has no reason to help you anymore.
It's like jacuzzi, like it's really nice.
It's just like,
Lenny, is there anything you want to do before the whirlpool dissipates?
So how far away is Dragon Face?
Dragon Face is in the water. He's about 100 feet away.
He can probably see some stuff.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Hey, Dragon Face! I hold up Dragon Face's finger that I stole back from him.
Oh, what?
Say goodbye to this! And I throw it in the whirlpool.
It was a wise choice to a like 15-foot-tall dragon, man.
I'm laughing too hard to care.
Okay, I will catch it, because I'm 100 feet tall.
Well, you're only 32 feet tall.
Oh, okay,
and you're too far away.
I roll for swimming.
Mr. Fantastic. Dragon Face grows a spring suit.
That was a bad movie.
Yeah, that was a bad movie. But Dragon Face is way too far away to do anything about it, so he loses his other finger at the whirlpool.
Wow. Okay. I remember that, Lenny.
Fine. When you're like level 8, you'll just get them reattached by magic.
Yeah, what about Sibo threw one of yours to Japan?
I like Sibo too much.
Probably eating it like sashimi.
Alright, so now I get back to this boat.
Okay. Well, the El Reifert's ashes, which are dissipating in the wind, most of them disappear, but the final remains of El Reifert sort of stick in midair and form into a large yellow crystal.
Mm-hmm. The master
emerald. Trucebreaker snaps his fingers, and it's encased with a magical shield, in which he shrinks and puts in his pocket.
Can we have that? Can I have that?
Yeah, we kind of did all the work here. I didn't see you climbing, Elrifer. Can we have
this? Dragonface would be dead without him.
Do you remember, do you remember what I said? I said, if we fight magically, we'll tear apart the universe. Do you remember that? Because that's kind of important. That's why I didn't fight him myself. Otherwise, I would have done that, except, you know, I don't have door patches.
I'd like to roll a dick saving throw.
Right, anyway.
Trucebreaker uses Tornado on Dragonface again as he's slowly shrinking down to normal size in the tornado, like the end of Shrek 1. And then he zoops him back to the ship where he, like, just, like, he gets back on the ship.
I roll. Alright, to push Lenny off the boat. Okay, 10 plus 6 strength.
Acrobatics, my boy.
Dexterity saving throw, Winston.
Oh, not acrobatics to dodge it?
To see if you actually get pushed overboard.
13.
Looks like you're all wet.
Lenny gets pushed overboard. He's now soggy.
Can I climb back up?
You can climb back up.
Okay, I climb back up and say, totally worth it.
Okay. Yeah, I'll wear dicks now.
So we're back to that.
Oh, you already have them back.
I look down.
Hey.
Oh, Joe.
Hey.
Oh, this one's not mine. Yeah. Oh, mine was actually much larger.
I want it.
I was going to say, was mine always this yellow and scaly?
Oh, man.
It's from the syphilis, not from the dragon face.
Yeah.
Kimmy did not keep herself very clean.
So how about these here wishes we got coming?
I suppose I didn't promise you a reward and didn't prepare anything. Well... Fuck it. I guess I'm part genie or whatever, so...
I start rubbing his, like, whatever. Belly. Not his lamp, but I assume...
He's got a bald head.
All right, I'll rub that.
Oh, that's gross. It's all slimy.
I'm like, ugh.
All right, who goes first with the wishes?
You can go
first.
All right, here's the order. Ready? Dragonface, Sibo, Lenny, Mazzetto.
What's that?
Just because I want that.
All right.
All right. Okay, I'm giving this some thought. And I see the couples have wings. I want wings that work.
He has to specifically say
I don't want just wings that are like, oh, fuck you, you have wings, they don't work, but fuck it, you got them.
Damn it.
They work.
What's the plan?
If you want
dragony
guidelines, you can ask me and you can just cut out my discussions on them.
Alright. I can fly now.
Just under your abilities at flight speed of
35 feet.
So Trucebreaker
flight speed 35 feet,
yeah.
Trucebreaker pulls some ingredients out of his coat that seems to never end. And then he casts
That code. That's my wish.
He casts Sigmund's secret chest, and behind him a chest appears, and he opens it and he rummages around. He gets like a little Bunsen burner. And he's like, all right. He hands Dragonface a vial. And he's like, smell it.
Oh, I sniff it good.
He closes one nostril and huffs it.
Okay, so
snort that.
So out of Dragonface's back, disgustingly like Mr. Fantastic out of his back, like he starts growing these gross wings.
Dragon wings,
yeah.
Good.
They're fairy wings.
And angel wings.
Part fairy dragon now.
No, yeah. No, you get dragon wings.
You
get butterfly wings.
No. That's my dragon wings.
Yeah, you get dragon wings. All right. That's right. All right, Hi, King Sibo.
I want a new home for my people.
Oh, good.
That's such a lame request.
Give it to me.
All right. Here's an island!
Here's the marsh!
I want a meteor to hit his new home.
That's his wish. Oh man, that'd be
I mean, if your gnome people are like anything like these doofags that are sitting here staring at me with awe, I assume they're magic users, so why don't you just come stay at No Holds Barred?
Because you're here.
That's a fair point. I can't real estate. What do you want, exactly?
How about we raise that gnomon village below the temple to earthen level, but make it more pimping and awesome.
So much work!
Well, I'm sorry, just kill the god for you?
Fine!
Marble and alabaster, everything. Gold trim, make it badass.
Alright, so, Trucebreaker, puts both his hands, like, forward in front of him, and, like, lightning crackles out of it, and he's like, yeah! And the crusty semen begins to, like, float above the ground, or above the sea. And he levitates the crusty semen, and you can see the geography of No Holds Barred, this big little island. And he, like, he pushes the boat forwards, above, the temple and the Dryderwood. And then, like, he lifts one hand, and then, lightning crackles out of it, again, like, violently, and he points it towards the ground, and he lifts the entire ruptured gnomon village from out below the temple. So you can see, like, the temple, like, fall around it. So that you can see, it's like a floating island. The mast to Emerald. And he does some odd hand movements, and he pushes the crusty cement, and in a flash of light, you're now found yourself on the broken gnomon civilization, which smells like Kutoa shit. And you find the boat has fused with the village, and now it's floating like above the landscape.
It's like a floating boat village thing.
That's awesome.
So now
it's like the bottom is like an airship, but on top it's like got the.
Okay, so basically the gnomon temple is now flying on our boat.
Yeah, the boat is now part of the boat is now flying above the gnomon. No, how can I describe this? Basically, you're a boat ship or a land ship. You are part of the ground, but like you control it via the steering wheel and the masts.
So we can still move the crusty semen around?
Yeah.
Float in the air?
Yeah.
With the city on
with it. The gnomon city connected to it.
Alright.
Is this good?
Just make it not smell so much like booty.
Can't do that for you. You gotta fix it yourself.
Okay, that's fine. I snap at my underlings. Hey!
Don't
go crazy.
In the city.
How many gnomes does he have?
Three.
Like three.
And that's your entire civilization?
Better start repopulating.
There's at least one female on one band. They're going to be like mentally handicapped and inbred.
Aren't
but, you know,
already.
We're not like dragon people. We can like...
You
take in outsiders who are also gnomes.
Well, I assume there are other gnomes in this world.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
what
like
if
they come to our kick-ass palace.
Kick-ass blind palace?
The research... Well,
that's like that's how we test
gnomes.
Them. If they can
like
cast blood on themselves
he just
to go up there and they're
level. Well, he probably wants other gnomes too to repopulate, so all of his are dragon face level intelligence.
Weren't there more the...
Oh, I'm going to do something. I'm going to take from my bag... I have a wooden signet ring that, like, denotes my rank.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pass it to that underling who's been the most helpful.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, okay, you guys are now in charge. Just give it to them. I'm so done with this crap.
So you're passing off your High King status?
You're not High King?
I'm, like, a figurehead, and they're, like, the parliament. They do all the fucking work, but I'm here for ceremonial
So your rank
purposes.
Is still High King.
Okay.
Sibo.
Yes.
Well, thanks, Sibo. Are you going to help us clean up shit?
You know, eventually. I'm assuming there's going to be some downtime in the adventures, so
yeah. Yeah, there might be.
I'm not going to help any.
All right, let me switch hands.
Okay, so I started this adventure as a rogue, now I'm a pirate.
And pirates need parrots.
Oh, yes!
See, I noticed coincidentally that two of my friends, I shouldn't have said friend, they have birds, so I figured I should probably have a bird. I'd like a parrot that helps me with stealth and persuasion.
What happened to stealth?
Like, it can distract people, or it's black and can cover me.
You can just, like, give him find familiar, and then you can summon a parrot. Unless he just wants, like, a physical parrot that's not, like, half fairy or whatever the fuck Sergio is.
I already have a plan for this, actually. So, amidst the rubble of the known village, an annoyed-looking trucebreaker snaps his finger, and amidst the rubble of the village, you see the corpse of the parrot that Kimmy killed.
Perfect.
So it comes to Trucebreaker and goes into a similar magical shield, and he mutters some ancient eldritch spell, and all its feathers fall off. So it's now like a skeleton.
Oh gosh!
Yeah, with like a glowing red eye. One glowing red eye. And he's like, hey, no!
Is it worth it? You should wish for Kimmy on a stick.
Yeah, been there, done that.
Sweet.
Are you gonna put this thing on your shoulder?
Why not? Will it make me more persuasive?
Yes.
It's like fucking
and stealthy?
It will help you in persuasive and stealth checks.
Okay. Then join the crew. Little Pablo.
So little Pablo like inches in close to your face and is like, kill your friends.
Oh god. I had my own parrot voice prepared, but now I gotta do that.
Kill your friends, run!
This does not seem like a good addition to the team.
Your wish, not mine!
Alright, let's go.
I can dig it.
I wish Dragon Face loses his wings.
What you, Dragon Face? Why is wish Dragon?
Just kidding, it's not his wings.
I'm not wishing
his wings. Okay. That, I was about to like freak out.
I wish it was your wish.
Grant. If Mazzetto's wish is we all don't get our wishes, I'm gonna be so mad.
Mazzetto's wish should be like, I don't know, we get to murder King.
Can I ask a question first?
Mm-hmm. If it's not
so back in the temple, there is writing on the wall. Mm. You said you don't believe in divinity, but what's this divine club thing?
Those are assholes.
So why'd you scratch out the names and put your name on there along with some gods?
I did not put my name
Someone
on
did. There.
See? That was part of the... Okay, let's go back. There was a team. A team of 8 adventurers before you.
Fantastic 8?
No. What? There was a team of 8 adventurers before you. El Reifert was among them, but his name among theirs, until you found it out, was lost to the ether. Originally, I was part of this team, but they thought, well, it wasn't me exactly. It was former me, the more human, less froggy me. You see, originally,
already bored.
He was part of this team, and he was kicked off for being too much of an asshole, which was probably true, but he broke that truce. And thus, I became me.
Why are you truce breaker, then?
Yeah, why the fuck? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, I'm still part of what he was, but different.
Are you lovers?
No.
Just spit it down! I'm losing my mind here!
It's not a riddle. I just don't know how to explain it.
So you're like a fragment of him.
Mm. Yeah, it's close enough.
So did you feel when Dragon Face blew him up?
No.
You loved.
Don't fuck that guy.
So what was that yellow shard you took from his corpse?
Nothing.
Wish for it.
Wish for it.
What was it?
The master emerald. He's gonna plug the shards in and be another dick.
Whatever, give us wings.
Whatever, fuck this island.
Well, it was a piece of divinity, not like unlike the shards, except more so.
Happened to have four small holes etched out of it.
I used the shards, if you remember, to make the ether lens.
Oh yeah, that's true.
So you can see truth is.
Is that still around? We still have that.
Yeah, I'm holding it.
Yeah. You
should be holding it in a certain direction.
Yeah.
What, towards Trish?
No, towards the gem. Well, yeah, towards my grandma.
Oh, yeah, I forgot I can see objects. Yeah, I'd like to stealthily check out that gem.
It's in his coat.
I can't see
through it. Yeah, he shrunk it down a little small.
So, you do believe in divinity?
No.
But you just said it was divine.
But what divinity implies and what divinity is are two very different things.
Fallout Priam. Oh, self-destruct.
Should anyone try and talk him into pulling out that crystal and then I'll look?
I think he's probably not going to do that under any
circumstances. What are you planning to do with it?
I see it again. 12 for persuasion.
Dragon face seems...
16 plus... 4 for deception.
He's probably not gonna want to do it anyway. I don't imagine that's very. That's like asking someone, "Hey,
can I see your wallet?
Can I see your wallet?"
I have a parrot now.
So, what do you plan on using it for then?
Research.
Evil. What type of research?
I want to understand what divinity is and why the former air god that was myself and not me was divine, and how he got kicked out of that position if he was divine somehow.
I'm already confused, though. Okay. Stop asking questions.
Keep on talking. That
Rosetta, let's go.
What's his wish?
You can go. I'll talk to him.
He didn't even. Oh, damn.
He didn't get his wish.
Rosetta, get your new hammer or whatever. Let's get the heck out of here.
Double ended hammer.
Well, I'm like these assholes.
This shit
I've given you no reason not to trust me. So, what if I aided you with that?
With what?
Your divinity research.
What are you implying here, bearded man?
Maybe if you gave me a piece of divinity, I could help
you. Truthbreaker ponders this, and he's like,
I see. I cannot use any parts of divinity because I am... was, formerly. But, I could mold you into some sort of god. As long as you allow me to watch and see what happens.
Well, I don't hate you, unlike them.
I hate you.
I'm really just annoyed by you.
He's kind of a dick.
See what I'm saying? We have the orb to contact you. You'll let us keep that.
Bye. Dragonface,
No!
I eat you.
It's like an endoscope.
Just your stomach growling now.
Horrendous insides.
Constantly. Truth breakers crystal keeps going off and you just hear his stomach.
Stomach dial.
Well, I can just take it from you.
Toothbreaker like puts his hand towards Dragonface, and the orb bursts out of his stomach.
Oh, his stomach blew up again.
Not again.
Is that a comfortable feeling, Dragonface? Fuck you.
You want to heal me? So Toothbreaker hands you the orb, which is covered with stomach acid and dragon face
blood and trial.
I eat it.
Do you eat it?
No.
I don't think you can actually.
I don't want my stomach blowing.
Dragon face could probably eat it, but I don't think your mouth.
I use a little knife and a fork.
Yeah, take this.
Okay.
And Truthbreaker reaches into his pocket, and you hear a small, glass click, and out comes a small piece of that shard. And he takes it, palms it in his hand, and then slaps you across the face.
Oh.
Okay, under your charisma, I want you to put a D, and I want you to, next to the D, put a zero. Okay, great.
You will, in time, grow into a deity, depending on your actions.
Well, currently, like a huge catch.
Got, like, deity points.
Hey, Mazzetto, I'm going to corrupt the shit out of you.
That'll probably just determine, like, what, like, side he goes to, because they could be an evil god or a good one.
If you manage to kick off a few more gods in the process, I won't have any complaining. But the more ether crystals, or the more crystals like these that you bring to me, the stronger you may become.
I don't have a problem with it. I trust you, unlike them.
I don't trust you.
His name is Truthbreaker! And you're all assholes. I still travel with you.
Why are you still traveling with us?
We just got up to this point, he hasn't had a choice.
Yes, true.
Alright, well, if that's everything, I have to go. Anything else besides this. Thank you for killing the god. I gotta skedaddle.
Did the boat get repaired during his, like, restoration process?
The island now moves itself.
Mm-hmm.
It does not need...
So,
I need to, like, imagine this. Is, like, the boat in front of the island, or is the boat...
The boat's part of the island.
Part of the island?
It's part of the island. You're not like a
So what's bigger? Is it like the boat, the entire base of the island?
Or? No. The boat... Okay, the boat essentially turned into, like...
Just like a feature on the island?
Yeah, like a wooden,
oh,
like,
so it's
tower.
Like embedded into the...
Yeah,
the
into
island.
The stone.
So we got like a kick-ass airship, essentially, that's basically a big floating rock.
But really, a water ship.
Or is it stuck on the island?
Well, it's flying now.
It's flying.
Is the
can't
boat, like, stuck, like, at the...
Uh-huh. Yeah, he said you can with the wheel.
Where is it stuck at? Like, at the edge of the island, presumably, right? Where the wheel is?
Yeah, it's
so
it's stuck
where
so
you're driving.
Yeah, it's stuck so
okay.
You can see it and steer it.
Does it have a headpiece?
Not yet, but you can.
I'll let it be a Lenny headpiece.
Lenny, like, on our mermaid body.
Except, I want to be the chief of engineering.
Your captain says it's okay.
Sweet.
Dragon face, what would you like a position?
Second first mate.
Already had
Death Swab.
You want to be our second first mate?
No, make him the cook.
I don't want you don't want that.
I hired muscle.
I made rocks.
I'll go with security.
accepted.
Alright, bye everyone.
Oh, real quick. What was the revenant? I didn't get that.
Yeah, what was the revenant?
What revenant?
Bye.
Bye.
Streaker zoops away.
I went, Andrew, hand me the orb.
Grab the orb.
I'd like to stealthily. I'd like to grab the orb.
Okay, try.
Would this be sleight of hand?
Sure.
8. Rolling terrible.
Lenny's, like, slowly getting, like, encroaching on his own space.
Wait,
like,
what's Pablo? How's that going to help me? Oh, that wouldn't be...
I roll for Slider.
It has its own stack.
Worse than...
Dragon face Lenny getting really close to me as I was like, hey, you want to give me an orb?
Give me that orb. The captain demands it.
And
I quit. God damn it!
Jumps overboard.
Now I don't have a first mate.
He uses his beard as a parachute. And now the Isle of No Holds Barred is under you. And you're now free to adventure wherever you choose. And thus ends our first ever adventure of the Truce Breakers Trust. It was a pleasure, and we got a bunch of OP-ass characters now with floating airships and god powers and shit. But thus is how things go. Thanks for listening, everyone!
Rate,
you guys!
Rate and subscribe!
Rate, like, and subscribe. Good. See you both.
Wowie zowie! We finished the entire season 1! Somewhat successfully! there are always a few audio hiccups, but I'm glad you guys have stuck with us the entire time. Thank you for listening to Legion of Red Hop. This is your DM, Clark, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate you listening to us goobs play around for an hour's time. If you guys want, go to our website at Legion of Renob to either watch all the episodes or support us on our Support Us page. And if you want to communicate with us, either email us at legionofrenob@gmail.com or hit us up on Twitter at Legion of Renob. And again, thank you so much for all your support. You guys have a good day, and we'll see you in the next few weeks with Season 2. Bye!
Drain a sea monster. I haven't had a dick in like 2 weeks. Success. The gnomes and dwarves are obliterated. The only hitch was I got abducted and my dick was taken. But that seems to be over now and I have my dick back. I'll be reporting back to home base soon. Agent Dragonface. Out.
Oh my God!